Welcome to the Countless Screaming Argonauts Chronicles. One topic, two voices, 3 minutes each.
Starting now, I'm telling the truth. I'm finished with lies, lies. If you don't believe me now, you'll never believe me now.
On this episode of Chronicles, we tackle the man law. Do you or can you use blue cheese dressing on your buffalo wings?
And still be a man.
And still be a man. Now, this is my deal, okay? This is the way they were invented, okay? The Anchor Bar up in Buffalo, they were served that first night with blue cheese dressing and celery on the side, and it's there for a reason and a purpose. It's there for a taste. And Booth Boy, you are wrong. You need to have blue cheese dressing available for your wings. If, and this is a big if you're not a big fan of blue cheese and you want a little ranch, that's okay. It's not great. It's okay. But you're supposed to have blue cheese dressing next to your wings available for you.
Well, and I would go one step further. If you're a man, truly, really a man, you'll eat the blue cheese. I mean,
yes, absolutely. Like it or not, damn it, you'll eat it.
You'll eat it. That's right. It's got little green bacterias and stuff in it. I just learned that blue cheese, or the same bacteria that they makes blue cheese, is what they use for penicillin.
Yeah, absolutely. It's good for you.
It's moldy. I mean, it takes a little intestinal fortitude to suck down a hunk of cheese with some, you know, green marbling in it.
You know, I'm not sure what bothers me about this more. The fact that Booth Boy is trying to de-blue cheese the wings, or the fact that as a freaking 18-year-old, he's trying to set man laws. I mean, he should probably be making young adult laws. Or, you know, just post-teenage laws or something like that. I'm not sure that if he's coming out with this blue cheese standard that he should be making man laws at all.
You think this is a wet behind the ears law?
It may be. It may be. I think it may be time for Booth Boy to be sit in his chair and told the facts of life. I guess I've been remiss in my responsibilities and duties to him.
Well, I can tell you one thing. Blue cheese belongs right there next to the hot wings, and I wish I had some right now.
And the celery, too. I mean, jeepers, you got to have the celery. That's the only vegetable you're going to get that meal.
Well, and celery has a double function. First of all, celery is negative calories. But more importantly, celery is nature's dental floss. So after you eat the wings and you get that little piece of chicken stuck back there, you know.
You eat the celery. A little like Emily Latella at that point.
And who was more managed than Emily Latella?
Yeah.
I don't know. I agree with you completely.
Yeah. You know, I think it's time we put our foot down. You see, it may be that Booth Boy is trying to grow into being a man. I mean, we've had this discussion about, and he knows. I mean, no fruit and beer. He understands those kinds of things. But
not even the Mexican beer there and the slice of lime.
Well, if you need lime to make your beer taste good, it probably doesn't taste good anyway.
It's not that good a beer.
It's not that good a beer. I mean,
well,
you know.
I was dating someone for a while who liked to drink the Corona with the lime in it. And that was fine. I tried it, and it was okay. But my problem was then you've got an empty bottle with a rotting piece of vegetable in it.
Right, that you can't get out unless you break
the bottle. You can't get out, and you can't take it back to the bottle machine with rotting vegetables in it. So I never knew what to do with it.
Right. And now, because America is such a great country, now all these beer companies are making lime flavored beers.
Oh yeah, well,
I mean,
nothing.
You know who told them that that's what we wanted?
Well, we'll see how long they last. You know, New Coke didn't last very long.
Absolutely. You know, but, I think it's a real problem.
But chicken wings and blue cheese has stood the test of time.
Right. And you know what gets me about Booth Boy with this is, I mean, he likes his wings and he likes them hot.
Yeah.
I mean, this is not some wimpy guy who's, hanging on to the, barbecue sauce wings or whatever and making believe he's eating hot wings.
Yeah.
This is a guy who, I mean, you know, I've seen tears in his eyes from wings. Yeah. He went to Wings Over Worcester. And they ordered up a set of the second. They have five levels of heat. And he ordered number two, which is the second from the lowest. But they got a chaser of the number three hot sauce.
Yeah.
And, I mean, he said he was sitting there crying. He had tears in his eyes. It was so hot. So, I mean, you know, jeepers, Booth Boy, dip him in the blue cheese. That's what it's there for.
And it tastes good.
Absolutely.
Well, I know for me, the hot sauce makes my forehead sweat, and that can be.
But that's
the
best part, because that's what the cold beer is sitting next to your chair for.
I'm ready.
All right.
Telling the truth, I'm finished with lies.